This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. Today I'm in Shellow, a small village in the northwestern corner of Liberia. We're 8 miles from the border of Guinea and similarly 8 miles from the border of Sierra Leone. And I'm with a couple of Peace Corps men, Bill Kruger of Albion, Michigan, and Bob Morrison of Long Beach, Mississippi. Well, Bill and Bob, what made you join the Peace Corps?
Well, that's the question we get asked most often, and mostly I want to demonstrate to some of the people at home how I feel about the United States' role in the world. I think we should be spreading some of our ideas and how people act and feel in the United States. I want to let people overseas know that Americans are just like everyone else. There's some good and some bad. And also, of course, I'm getting the adventure of traveling overseas when I'm young and still have things I want to do.
And how do you feel about it, Bob?
Personally, I've been here 6 months, so I'm the younger member of Peace Corps here. And although we are here for 2 years, overall, Peace Corps will be in the country, I hope, for many years. And the overall effect, I hope, will be somewhat significant.
Well, yes, carry on.
I don't feel my personal 2 years will be that much of a contribution. I feel the overall service of all Peace Corps will mean something.
Yeah, it's a team job, isn't it?
Yes.
What about malaria in these parts? Do many people suffer from it?
Well, I'm one of the few volunteers that haven't gotten it up in this area. I've been lucky so far. But anytime we start feeling a little weak, we just take some chloroquine, and this usually knocks it out. My roommate here got it about a month after he got here, and the old volunteer from Group 2, who's been here, who has just left and was here 2.5 years, he claimed he had it 6 or 7 times. So it can be a problem. If you forget your chloroquine especially,
well,
you're bound to get it.
These children that we see there, how many children are there? Must be 100 at least within sight. But how many are there in the school?
About 300 altogether.
Yeah, well, now, would all those children have malaria?
Oh, all of them, I would say, without exception. But they build up an immunity to it so that when they do get it, it's not too bad. And when we give them 2 or 3 chloroquine, the next day they're back in school.
Are you doing anything about that sort of thing here?
Oh, yes. They come to the house regularly in the afternoon for tablets.
Not only to cure it, but also to prevent it.
Well, we'd like to be able to, but we just haven't got the facilities yet. There are many swamps around here where they breed the mosquito. And if we had the equipment, we'd love to do something like that. But, of course, it takes money.
It's a very swampy part, isn't it, Bob?
Yes, that's correct. This area is very well known for their swamp rice. They produce quite a bit of rice. And quite a bit of it is produced in the swamps. This is mostly an agricultural area.
In teaching, do you find any significant differences between the kids here and the kids in the States?
Well, I think the children here realize the significance of education at a much younger age. They're much more conscious and aware of having to get an education in order to advance. And the students that we have are quite serious about their education. Most of them make great sacrifices in order to be able to come to school. They have to more or less support themselves when they are in school.
Yeah. Many of them come against their parents' wishes also.
Do they? Well, why? Yes. Don't the parents have the good sense to realize the value of education?
Well, you know, what's good enough for me is good enough for my son, and some people feel in the bush. And of course, some people in the States feel the same way.
Well, now, would you take this job on again, Bob, if you had to make the decision?
Well, I will get that choice in 2 years, I'm not sure. I know that already I have no regrets for anything that I have done thus far in the Peace Corps, and I'm very happy to be here in Liberia.
And this is Eric Robinson in West Africa, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is made possible by the Methodist of this community. Presented as a public service of this station in cooperation with the National Council of Churches.